The Koivic Pod on Off The Ball.
Like you said there with Grace Clinton, like if the club is serious about the women's team, you get players like that nailed down as soon as you can, because you can see the impact that she has on the team.
Subscribe to the Koivic Pod on the Off The Ball app now.
Off The Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, a tale of two late set pieces as Bournemouth and West Ham share the spoils at the Vitality. Manchester United aim to get to the bottom of their team sheet links. And Wales' reward for pipping Ireland to the Women's Euros is a nightmare draw. First up today, Chelsea winger Mihailo Mudryk is facing a lengthy ban after he reportedly failed a drugs test. Tribuna in his native Ukraine say the 23-year-old tested positive for a banned substance in late October. Neither Chelsea nor Mudryk have commented yet as they await the results from his B sample. Nearly all of Mudryk's starts this season have come in the Conference League, and he hasn't been in a match day squad for Chelsea's last four matches in all competitions. Mudryk still has 7 years left to run on his Chelsea contract, but could spend the majority of that serving a ban if his B sample also comes back positive. A spectacular last-minute free kick from Enes Ünal salvaged a point for Bournemouth at home to West Ham. The Hammers didn't take the lead until the 87th minute, courtesy of a Lucas Paquetá penalty, and 1-1 was the final score at the Vitality. The point moves Bournemouth above Aston Villa into sixth place and just 3 points off the top four. There's now a 7-point buffer between West Ham and the relegation zone, but Hammers boss Julen Lopetegui is viewing last night's result as 2 points dropped.
My reflect is that he has been a very demanding match for both teams. They demand a lot of reading here, and we did, I think, very, very well in a lot of minutes. I think that we were better than them, above all in the first half. We have more expected goals than them in all the matches, despite they have more shoots. But it's true that they do one step ahead in the second half, and they put in a lot of difficulties. But we are able to overcome this moment as a team, having a strong mentality, and after being able to score one goal. It's true that was one penalty, but before we have very clear chance too. So it's with two academy players in the pitch. So I think that very positive things about the team. The demanding that Bournemouth demand you here in this stadium is very, very high. If you don't do that, it's impossible to compete with them. Today I think that the team show a very good behaviour as a team. It was a pity for us because we were very close to achieve the 3 points, but it's true that Ünal, he scored a fantastic free kick. So, and in the end, after this draw, they push a lot, but they didn't have chances. I think we handled well this moment with two academy players in the pitch. And in the end, it's 1 point. But above all, the point, I think, to remarkable for me was that the behaviour of the team. I think that we had to keep the positive things.
Lopetegui's Bournemouth counterpart Andoni Iraola was also unhappy, but with that award of the Hammers penalty.
No, Gus, I'm very disappointed with the penalty, very, very disappointed with the penalty, because it's an action that we spoke before the season started with the referees. They given expressly the instruction not to tell our players to defend with the hands behind the back, because it was not natural, and they didn't want football to become something like defenders like with the hands behind their backs. I said, okay, we give these instructions because it's costing us penalties, and no, don't worry. If it's natural, it's not going to cost you. Pam. First one, penalty. It's obviously natural because everyone that has played football, you go running to defend, to block a shoot, a cross, whatever. You finish with one hand down, one up. It's like this always. Doesn't matter, right, left, it's always like this. Doesn't change a lot also the trajectory. They almost score the goal with the header from Fulcrook, I think. And I'm very disappointed, yes. I think even their bench was trying to find in the rebound from Saba some penalty, some hand, something. Nobody noticed live, I think, no? And but it's not that nobody noticed. You know, is that you've expressly told us that the defenders cannot defend with the hands at the back because we don't want the game like this. Okay, then what I do next week? What I tell the defenders?
Manchester United are trying to get to the bottom of their team sheet leaks. On Saturday night, the starting 11 that wound up starting at the Etihad on Sunday appeared on social media and spread throughout various platforms. It's become a trend with United this season. According to the Telegraph, at least two players have been asked about the leaks, although no formal investigation is underway. Marcus Rashford and Alejandro Garnacho were surprise omissions from the United squad on Sunday, but manager Ruben Amorim insisted neither exclusion was down to disciplinary reasons. However, the United boss admits it's a difficult issue to get to the bottom of.
I know that story. I don't know. I think it's impossible to fix nowadays because you have a lot of people in the club. The players talk with agents. I don't know. You can talk with a friend, so it's hard to know. It's not a good thing. But let's move on and go to the next one and see if they find the next starting 11.
It's embarrassing. It's a disgrace. That's what it is, a disgrace.
Oh, you are a bloody disgrace! For missing the target from there, you want bloody shooting!
He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the game.
Ah, that's putting it too strong.
That's why, together. Hold on a minute.
A disgrace as a decision. If you are not guilty, you are not punished. So it's also a disgraceful decision.
Jose Mourinho's just had some strong words to say about it, saying it was a disgraceful decision. What's your response to that?
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry, he was trying to come in there.
And we were robbed. Robbed in Paris. It was disgraceful what went on
That's
in Paris.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
He puts his hand to his ears. He's like shutting the critics up. That's embarrassing. He's been a disgrace the last few months of Man United. He thinks he scores then he's going to shut his critics up.
Your point, please.
I was harsh on Maguire. And I definitely crossed the line with Harry Maguire. Yeah, and I apologise to him.
Hold on a minute now. You've jumped over the fence, baby.
Did they not know?
Please ask for help. Because it's an absolute disgrace that this goal is allowed. It's an absolute disgrace.
I can't offer anyone any solace at this stage.
To allow it to happen, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay.
The Ireland players could be excused for emitting a sigh of relief when they saw Wales draw for next summer's Women's European Championships. Rian Wilkinson's side were drawn in Group D alongside defending champions England and the world's number 10 and 11 ranked sides, the Netherlands and France. Wales will start their group campaign against the Dutch in Lucerne on the 5th of July. They play France 4 days later, and Wales against England is set for St Gallen on the 13th of July. Jess Fishlock gave her view of facing their neighbours in Switzerland. England manager Serena Wiegmann also gave her reaction to Sky Sports, insisting their route to the knockout stage will be tough.
Yes, yeah, of course it's going to be difficult, but things are never easy. Sometimes you guys think things are easy, but it's never easy. And we have had tough groups in the Nations League now two times in a row where we had very, very strong groups. And it's the same now for the group in the Euros.
England, Wales as well. I mean, this group didn't need any extra spice, and then Wales came out. How difficult a game, how big a game is that going to be?
Yeah, that's also going to be a big game. I think, well, congratulations, of course, to Wales. They qualified for the first time in history, which is really great. I think they're just going to give everything to perform in this tournament. And there's some rivalry here too, being neighbours. But I think in a group, every game we play is going to be tough and challenging. And at the same time, exciting, because that's what we want to, don't we?
We just spoke to Andrus Jonker about, you know, coming up against you again and the similar journey. And it feels like you two can't get away from each other and you can't get away from the Netherlands.
No, of course, I can never come away from the Netherlands. It almost looks like it's not a coincidence anymore, because we met a couple of times. And, we'll see.
I love the way you're still smiling, even though it's a tough draw. Thanks, Rina.
Yeah, you know, this is a job. But we know the women's game is improving so quickly and so fast, and the level's so high. I think don't underestimate any country in this tournament, because you can tell the game's getting closer and closer, and you can't predict anymore as we could a couple of years ago. And that's the challenging thing and the exciting thing about the women's game.
Top spot is up for grabs tonight in Group B of the Women's Champions League. Chelsea have to avoid defeat away to Real Madrid if they want to advance to next year's quarterfinals as the group winners. By contrast, Real have to beat Chelsea. Chelsea were held to a draw by Leicester in the WSL at the weekend, and manager Sonia Bampastor knows things will be even tougher tonight.
Yeah, obviously Real Madrid is a team who has a lot of experience in the Champions, and they have a good
squad, talented squad. So again, we expect a tough game. We also focus on ourselves. We know we have a lot of experience as well. Coming to this game, we are top of the table, so we are confident. But we know the game tomorrow will be a tough game again, and we will need to be 100% performant to make sure we get the 3 points.
Kick-off in Madrid is 5:45. At the same time, Celtic will look to complete their Champions League campaign with their first point. They're away to Dutch side 20. They're a pair of dead rubbers in Group A, but Lyon will look to finish the group with a 100% record. They entertain runners-up Wolfsburg. Tonight's other game sees Roma play Galatasaray. And video assistant referee technology will only be used in the FA Cup from the fifth round onwards. The English FA say it's to ensure consistent officiating for all clubs in the same stage of the competition. VAR has only been used in the FA Cup previously for ties at Wembley, plus at Premier League grounds due to infrastructure and costs.